What is taught in the tradition of Shinran Shonin is that the entrusting heart is essential. For when we abandon various practices and take refuge in Amida, with singleness of heart, our birth in his land of bliss is settled by the Buddha through the incomprehensible and most wondrous vow power. The state we thus attain is described as, with awaking of a single thought of entrusting, we join those who are in the stage of the truly settled. Recitation of the Nembutsu thereafter should be understood to be the Nembutsu as an expression of gratitude for the Tathagata's benevolence for settling our birth in his land of bliss, humbly and respectfully. Good morning, everyone. It's already the end of the year, and as I reflect upon the many things that happened throughout the year, this Gobunsho came to mind. I now reside in New York City, and as I reflect upon the many things that happened here, how grateful I am. When people ask me, what do you think, or what did you experience the most? I often say, learning to appreciate the things that I didn't. Living in New York City now, it's so different from Hawaii. We experience what is known as the four seasons, changing climate, everything else. And I remember after my wife and I arrived in New York City in February of 2014, as the snow melted and I saw one day the brown ground being broken by something, I looked closely and I saw these tiny, tiny shoots of life coming out. What a joyous feeling I had. You know, in Hawaii, quite often the seasons never change, and therefore we never realize certain things that happen in our lives. Just to see this made me appreciate not only Hawaii, but the life that I have as well. Now, being a volunteer as a hospice, one of the hospice centers in the Bronx, I've come to appreciate something else, my life. And with the permission of one of the residents, I'd like to share and experience a story that perhaps could relate to what Renyo Shonin was saying. As a hospice volunteer, I go there once a week to say hello, to spend time, and hopefully put a smile on a person's face. As all of us know, those who are in a hospice center are not allowed unless they realize that their time or the end of their life is within 6 months. Upon entering this room, I introduced myself, we sat down, and we started to chat. And this individual had a certain accent. So first of all, he asked me, where are you from? Because my accent was different, and I said, Hawaii. And as we started to laugh about and talk about pidgin English and how we relate to our language here, I said to him, but you have a certain accent too. And he started to laugh. Does it show? I said, yes. So, well, my accent comes out when I feel very comfortable with someone. Then he said, I'm actually from Ireland, and I came in the 1960s. So we began to talk, and he told me that he was an architect of all the different things that he went through. And I said, wow, here in New York City, an architect, he must have built or designed many beautiful buildings. He said, well, I think one of the greatest works that we did together as a company was, and he explained where the building was. So I said, well, I'll make sure that I see it one day. As we were talking, he just said to me, would you please bring me that picture? And as I looked at the picture, or as he showed me that picture, he said, this is my son's. I have two sons. And the younger one just entered the university. And he paused for a moment. And he said, can you pass the other picture? So when we were looking at the photograph, he said to me, four people in this picture, that's 80 years of being sober. So by just hearing this, you know that he went through some rough times. And he paused and he started to say, my life just turned around. Being, I guess, within that elite group where you are considered a famous architect or designer or something, you live a different kind of lifestyle, different from perhaps what we in Hawaii would begin to imagine. And he said, you know, my life changed. It was good times. My wife and I, we had two beautiful sons. Things were all good, financially, everything else too. But I didn't realize that something was happening to me. My wife and I would argue more often. And still yet, I couldn't understand why she was so mad at me all the time. It wasn't until my son said to me one day, Dad, let's talk. So my eldest son and I, who I feel very close to, sat down. And he said to me, Dad, you know, my friends really, really enjoy talking to you. They really enjoy your sense of humor. They enjoy coming here. He said, well, that's nice, son. But if you notice, they don't come anymore. Yes, I noticed that they don't come around anymore. Something happened. Well, Dad, it's because of you. Because of me? Yes, Dad, I don't think you realize how much you've changed. And it was from that conversation with his son that he started to look deep within himself. And then he said, well, if something's happening in my life, then I need to turn it around. So he joined an AA, and he started to go to all the meetings. He was still drinking. He said the most difficult part of being in an AA was to admit that I am an alcoholic. It took him a very, very long time. But in the meantime, he just continued doing the things that he normally would do. And unfortunately, things were a bit rough for him and his wife, so she decided to end the marriage. She took the children, and for several years, he never got to see them. Then one day he said, I again began to self-evaluate. I began to look inside, and what I realized at that moment when what I am. I had, at that moment, had to admit that I'm an alcoholic and I need help. And that's when my life turned around. So when I read this passage, that Rinzai Shoning is saying to each and every one of us, your life will change when you're able to sit down and look deep within ourselves and begin to honestly say, this is who I am. And quite often we refer to this an ignorant or foolish being, a bumbuning, filled with evil karma or whatever you want to call it. That it is at that moment that things can change. It can become very positive. So although this person is facing the end of his life, it is through his personal awakening to this is who I am, that you could sense he was coming to terms with his own life and beginning to realize there is something out there greater than he can begin to imagine that was unconditionally embracing him. So when we refer again to Renyo's writing, what is taught in the traditional Shinran Shonin is that the entrusting heart is essential. It seems, what it really means is just being open and honest to yourself. Indeed, there is no one here who is perfect. But it's only when we begin to understand the truth, our strengths and weaknesses, that we begin to understand this is who I am. And we can feel the embrace of the Buddha. For when we abandon various practices and take refuge in Amida with singleness of heart, our birth in the Pure Land is settled by the Buddha through the incomprehensible and wondrous vow power. Yes, this gentleman, through his life and through his understanding, was able to feel the embrace of something that he couldn't describe. He was not only on the path of recovery, but he was on the path of becoming the best human being that he could be. So there is truth to this writing. There is truth to this saying. So as we come to the end of the year, a time of reflection, and as we make new resolutions for the next new year, let us look deep within ourselves and realize that we're never, ever alone. There is something out there that embraces you and me unconditionally. And although we cannot describe it, in our tradition, this is referred to as Namo Amida Butsu. Let us take time to reflect. Let's take time to be ourselves, the best human beings we can be, knowing that there's something out there, Namo Amida Butsu, which embraces us unconditionally. Be well, everyone, and please enjoy a wonderful new year. Thank you.